It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
One of our listeners, Livy, wrote to us recently, and she said in her email she doesn't know where else to turn for help. We are her last resort.
Oh, it's a hard world out there. Hard, cold world.
It's exactly what women used to say when they'd swipe on my dating profile. They'd tell me, you're my last choice.
Yep.
Please. So we're in the same boat, Liv. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, but not great. That's why I'm calling.
You sound dejected.
Yeah, you are Jeff's boat buddy.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why'd you email us?
Well, I'm in college and, you know, I have this boyfriend that I am crazy about, and I thought he was crazy about me, but I was in his room the other night and we were about to go to sleep. But earlier in the day, I had found a notebook under his bed and I wasn't looking for anything. I mean, I'm not.
You were. Yeah, I just happened to look under his bed. I was down on the floor. I looked
fell.
To the left.
I fell,
yeah.
And I just, like, stayed there.
It's okay. You can be honest.
You know, I can see how that might look, but honestly, that's just not my style.
Oh.
But I found a notebook that had a girl's name on it. And so, you know, I don't know what Jessica... I didn't know he knew a Jessica, and I just sort of thought it might be something, but I wasn't sure, so...
Yeah, that's hard, too, because it's like, you know, probably one of your first big, real relationships, and that hurts, man.
What did you do when you found it?
You know, I asked him about it, and he just sort of brushed it off and was like, oh, she's just a girl in my class that, you know, I'm doing a project with or whatever, and, and that was it.
Well, that kind of checks out then.
Did like, you open the notebook?
Well, it was under the bed.
Yeah, what type of class project requires them to be in his bed together?
You guys, maybe he had borrowed her notebook for notes on if they're working on something
No,
together.
No, I'm actually asking what class requires you to be in bed with someone because I want to sign up for
you
that class.
You want to sign up. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't understand. I mean, Alexis had a good question,
like
though.
Yeah. I think.
What's in it, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't look through the notebook?
No, nothing like that, no. I did get her name. And so when he brushed it off, I tried to, like, ignore it. But when we were going to sleep, I couldn't help but ask, you know, and I've always just found that usually when I've had boyfriends and I asked them something as we're falling asleep, they usually tend to tell me the truth because, you know, people don't want to talk about stuff when they're tired. They just want to go to sleep and they tend to be more honest.
Oh, is that why women are always asking questions right as a guy is about to fall asleep because they're trying to get the truth?
Sleep is a truth serum.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it must be a thing, but he didn't give me any sort of answer. I asked him if he liked Jessica and he said, you know, I'm tired, babe, let's just go to sleep. And then you know, I was like, well, do you think she's cute? And he was like, babe, I don't know. I'm just really tired.
You're starting to...
I don't know.
Exactly.
No, I mean, those questions are so loaded. I mean, you're starting to, like, snowball here, right? We went from I'm not a jealous girl to then saying, do you think she's cute?
You're right, Brooke. This is good.
Yeah.
Snowball.
No, the snowball's not good.
You're going in the wrong direction.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I even went and, like, looked up her Instagram and she's really, really cute. So I don't know what to do.
Find her Insta.
This is out of control. Did you find on her Instagram any, like, sort of proof that she really is in his class and they really are working on a project together?
I mean, I saw that she goes to my school, obviously, but no, I mean, she wasn't posting about the class or anything. I don't know. And again, like, I just feel like there's something that tells me that he's not telling me the truth. And
so you're suspicious that your boyfriend is actually cheating on you with this Jessica girl?
I don't know, or wants to, maybe. I don't know.
Have you followed him to class yet?
What is psycho?
What?
I know. I didn't even think of that.
That is
just an idea.
Wait, but you're like, you said that we're your last resort. Last resort for what?
I just want to know the truth because honestly, like, if he is cheating on me or about to cheat on me, like, I'd rather know because I just don't want to waste my time or my energy on somebody that would rather be with somebody else.
Okay.
So, are we calling your boyfriend or are we calling this girl Jessica?
No, we're calling my boyfriend.
Okay. And we're just going to, like, suss out whether or not he's lying by listening in on the conversation. Is that what you want from us?
I just need advice on how to get him to tell me the truth, because I've obviously tried to pull it out of him, but he's just being so vague.
Okay.
Oh, man. What if that is the truth? I'm worried we're going to call, and he's like, no, seriously, it's notes from Jessica. Here's what it's in it.
I'm just hoping that he's really, really tired right now, so he might be more willing.
Yeah, well, it's the morning.
Sing him a lullaby and then get the truth out of him.
Okay, we're going to play a very, very slow, very sad song. Hopefully he's listening. It'll make him tired. And then we'll call him. We'll try and get you your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Okay, Libby?
Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on. We're in the middle of an Awkward Tuesday phone call, and one of our listeners named Livy reached out to us for help. She's in college, dating a guy named Max, who's also in college, and recently she discovered a notebook underneath Max's bed with a different girl's name on it. So she asked him to explain, and he's been extremely vague and hesitant at telling her really much of anything. So she's gotten suspicious. And that's where my Cracker Jack hosts can come in. These guys are experts at exposing liars and cheats.
Yeah!
And so I'm sure they're going to have some incredible advice for you before you make your call, Libby. Are you ready for their amazing, life-changing advice?
Oh, I sure am.
All right. Jose, what do you got for her?
All right. So I went to Google in between,
as
most experts do.
All right.
And Google said there's a scientific method where if you ask the same question three different ways, you will always get a truthful answer.
Oh, it's so not bad, because people rehearse their story. And so if you ask them to mix it up, it's hard for them to do.
Sure, and they'll get caught up. So here's what you need to do. First, to ask, did you sleep with Jessica? Second, sleep with you?
Oh, tricky.
And then third, did you and Jessica sleep together?
Those are all yes or no questions.
I like it.
Like, we did
I like
it.
It's like a Dr. Seuss poem.
I don't know if that's gonna
you just say the same thing 40 times in a row.
I feel like somebody might just get confused.
Yeah.
And like,
well, Max will get confused, and that's why the truth's going to come out.
I don't know.
Work on Jose.
Okay, maybe Brooke has something else. You have something better, Brooke?
One, you can't ask yes or no questions. It's too easy to lie with those, okay? You just need to tell me the truth, and then you need to be quiet, okay? Because in silence, people will become uncomfortable, and they will finally confess what's going on.
Oh, I like
They'll
that.
Just get caught up. And it's so easy, because you sound like a talker. I'm just saying. I get it.
Rude.
Wow.
I'm a talker,
just
too.
Coming after us.
And you want to fill that void, because you don't ever want to make anyone uncomfortable.
Yeah, I feel
just
you.
Just let it sit there.
I hate silence.
Okay? Like 30 seconds of just silence.
Oh, 30 seconds.
I like that. That's good advice. Thank you.
Look at that. You kept it short and sweet.
Hey, Jeff, talk.
I'm trying to get some silence in here, but there's
silence.
No silence happening. Okay. Anyway, do you feel like you got some good advice there, Livy? Something you can work with?
I do. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, then let's give this a shot. I'm going to dial the number that you gave me for your boyfriend, Max, and I'm going to let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Here we go.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me.
Oh, hey, where are you calling from?
Oh, sorry, I don't have my phone on me. I just left it in the dorm room, and so how are you? How's your day?
I'm all right, just trying to figure out what to eat for lunch, you know? Nothing much.
Gosh, can I just be real with you for a second?
Yeah?
I just feel like you've been hiding something from me.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, with that girl, Jessica, I feel like you're not telling me something, and...
Oh my God, this again?
Well, I'm sorry, Look, you have been acting kind of sus, and anytime I bring her up, you get all defensive and weird, and...
Maybe because it's weird that you keep bringing her up to me, even though me and her have never, like, touched bodies or anything.
Touched bodies? See, I mean, why would you even say something like that? It's just so weird.
Because we haven't touched bodies.
I mean,
freaking out.
Touched bodies? Like, that just doesn't
Come on, please.
Make any sense.
Nothing is going on with me and Jessica. You're my YPP, right? My yoga pants princess forever.
No, look, don't distract me, okay? I mean, I'm trying to talk to you.
Well, what do you want from me?
I want you to be honest. Has she ever been alone in your room?
This is so dumb. I can't believe we're doing this.
Just be honest, all right? I mean, I won't be mad. I want you to tell me if you think she's cute or whatever. I mean, just please. It's worse than hiding something from me. I mean, that is what's making me really uncomfortable.
Oh my God. This is going to sound bad, but it's not bad, okay?
What do you mean it's not bad, but it sounds bad?
We have an agreement. I do her homework because she sucks at econ, and she does something for me.
No. Oh my God, what does she do?
It's not a big deal. It's just so minor. It's not even anything.
Okay, I'm freaking out right now. Can you just tell me what's going on?
Fine. I do her homework sometimes, and sometimes she'll send a boob pic.
What?
Huh? What's going on?
Hey, Max.
Who's this? What's going on, Jeff?
We're a morning radio show, and your girlfriend, Livy, emailed us to try and get to the bottom of what's going on between you and Jessica.
What?
We heard all that.
Yeah, we've been listening while you guys have been doing this phone call.
All right, well, all my friends are doing stuff like this. It's not a big deal.
What? Oh, yeah, that's a good excuse.
Are they dating?
Hey, Libby, are you there? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm really kind of shocked right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Why do you need boob pics?
Max, what's going on there?
It's harmless. Right. I mean, it's not like we're hooking up. It doesn't even mean anything.
But if you need a boob pics, just go to like Google Images or something.
Exactly. Or your girlfriend.
Yeah, your girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
Bro. What are you doing?
Very good point.
Seriously, Max, like what is going on? Why do you need to ask Jessica for boob pics?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe if Livy sent me more, I wouldn't have to get them from somewhere else.
Don't pull that card.
You see her boobs in real life. Why do you need a picture? I don't understand.
Well, men forget sometimes.
Take your own picture of them then.
You're like in class and you're like, I don't remember what Livy's boobs look like.
Yeah.
Let me look.
I mean, you'd be surprised at how low functioning we are up there.
Like, I like my girlfriend's body fine. It's just sometimes.
Fine?
You know?
Oh,
fine?
But, you know, sometimes you need to change it up once in a while.
People you see every day.
I don't know why this is like sleazier than him just like hooking up with Jessica for some reason.
Right?
Are boob pics worth doing homework for?
No, boob pics aren't worth anything.
And how do you even bring that up as a transaction? Like, yeah, Jessica,
no,
I'll do your econ homework if you send me some boobs.
Snapchat me later.
It'd be worse if I was cheating, right? Is that what you want? Y'all like a cheat?
I mean, Max, I'm not understanding your thought process here at all. And the way that you've been complimenting your girlfriend is
not good.
Not impressive,
not good.
Dude. Like,
I just don't see what the deal is. This is not it's not like I'm doing anything. I'm not cheating on her.
You're soliciting for naked photos from a random chick.
Yeah.
It's not what you do in a relationship. It's not how you respect the person that you're with.
You sound like my mom. I mean, like, what are you even talking about?
Okay. I am not old enough to be your mom.
Max, look, dude, I mean, whether or not you think it's right, it makes your girlfriend uncomfortable.
Right. I mean, you should have asked me if I think it's normal to do, because it's totally not.
And I'm sorry, Livy, to interrupt, but if you actually thought it was okay to do, you wouldn't have been hiding it this whole time. It would have just been out in the open. It would have been, this is what Max does. See, no big deal.
So, honey, by hiding
it, you are admitting that you know that it's weird and wrong, dude.
Again, Mom, can you leave me alone?
Okay. That's it.
All right.
That's it with the jokes.
I don't know if this conversation is helping at all, but I mean, Livy, where's your mind at now? Is this a relationship that you can see salvaging?
Babe, if you want to be with me, then you just need to delete all those pictures and stop doing your homework and don't need to hang out with her and no more projects. I mean, you need to make a decision right now.
No, I think you need to make the decision, Livy. This is on you, okay? You're young. Don't waste your pretty. Dump them. Move on.
No, just put them on the roster.
Maybe.
I do. You're in college, dude. You don't need to stick around and deal with all this crap. Like, there's enough crap later on in your life.
I have a resolution. Livy, why don't you let Max do your homework and then you'll send him
boob pics? No, that is not the option.
What? Why not?
That is not it.
He obviously loves doing homework.
I'm smarter than him, obviously, because
I'll delete them.
No.
Delete them all.
Ugh.
Okay, Max, you're willing to delete the pictures of Jessica.
I'll delete every single one of them except for one.
No! Livy, dump
Why one? You want to keep one?
Yeah, that's her profile pic when she calls.
What? If I'm being honest, there's one I'd like to keep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, dude.
No.
All right, well, I guess we can end this and another relationship saved.
Is that
by
what
Brooke
is?
And Jeffrey in the morning.
Okay.
You're,
all right.
You're welcome, Libby.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.